Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 619. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox Penthouse. It's a little screwy today. I'm recording way later than I usually do, as in day-wise, not time-wise. It's like 8:50 in the morning as I'm recording. But I'm recording on a Sunday. I never fucking record on Sundays. Usually got it in the can by then. I post these things on Sundays, but recording last minute as I was working, you know, overtime all week, and I worked on Saturday, and I was gonna record Thursday night because I knew I was also doing shit this weekend outside of work, but I was too tired on Thursday night. Just couldn't do it. Just couldn't bring myself to record. And, yeah, that didn't happen. So I'm trying to knock it out Sunday morning before I do all my laundry and cleaning and shit. Well, I shit partially, but I still got some more shit in me. The last two nights, I ate a lot of food. And did a little bit of drinking the last two nights. My stomach is just full of shit. My sister Christy and her husband JR flew in from Arizona and went with my mom. And Shelly met up with us at one point too with Nabita and my Aunt Sherry and my Uncle Jim. Anyway, yeah, we went around town, I guess, Friday, even though I had to go to work Saturday morning, and I ate a fair amount of food. Fuck. My brain's not firing on all cylinders. I can't speak. Should have maybe done some vocal warm-ups or something before doing this. But I think the shit is really fucking with me. That's still inside my body. Holy shit. Yeah, I ate quite a bit of food. Like Friday night. Not an insane amount Friday night. But yeah, yesterday. Like Friday stayed around here, at least in town. And I only ate like one meal. It was a breakfast sandwich over at, I forgot what it's turned into, but it was Otis Campbell, the bar here in Washington, Missouri. It's something else now, but it had a breakfast sandwich, and I didn't realize when I ordered it that it was actually a double burger. It was a massive burger, and it had egg on it. I love a good burger with egg on it. It was fantastic burger. But then yesterday after getting off work, I ate basically two dinners, went to Landing here in town, and had a spicy brisket sandwich, and they, at least there, I mean, it was a small portion. They used to have much larger portions. This sandwich was very small, and I got a very small side of coleslaw with it. I was very disappointed. I used to order that back in the day there, and yeah, it was a lot bigger sandwich back in the day. And yeah, I felt a bit robbed on that one of having a decent sandwich. It tasted good. It was still a tasty sandwich. But it definitely left me feeling like, yeah, I could have ate more than that. And then we went to last night went into Old Town, like St. Charles, like historic downtown St. Charles, which I hadn't been to since the last time I probably ran the Mo Cowbell. That was back in 2019. So it's been 5 years. Listen to Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, two more times. They used to say that, of course, anytime they said it's been, it's, you know. Anyway, yeah, it'd been a while since I had been to that part. Well, actually, no, I guess it'd been a few months back, but I just, because Pee-wee and I went to Ameristar Casino, which is right around that area, but we didn't actually, like, venture around St. Charles. We just went to the casino. Yeah, we went to, last night we went to, Schlafly there in St. Charles, and, it's some good, I had fried pickles, and they had the long cut pickles, not like the, like sandwich fried pickles that most places do. The fried pickles were good. I do love a good fried pickle, and, this is, of course, I did eat earlier in the damn day. It was, you know, at the landing, though not like a massive meal, and it did leave me more hungry, but I saw at Schlafly that they had Jaeger Schnitzel on the menu, and I was like, fuck, you know what, I knew, and it came with, like, mashed potatoes and, like, cabbage and stuff, and I figured, I mean, it was a dinner, it was an entree. Like, this is probably going to be a massive portion, unlike at the landing. And, yeah, I knew that, you know, I didn't, especially after the fried pickles, like, yeah, I probably shouldn't eat any more food. Like, I was good. But, yeah, they brought it out, and it was a massive portion. And, didn't necessarily need that. Definitely did not need that. Definitely did not. I didn't eat the whole thing. I actually have leftovers of it in the fridge, but I ate too much of a portion of it, and I'm paying the price for it currently. It was tasty. It was good. It was definitely tasty. But I don't know that, I definitely didn't need to order that, but I felt bad since we had, like, a private room and stuff, and that, I should try to, like, order something since, we had the private room and stuff, and I felt like I did have, like, one beer there. I didn't get out of control with the alcohol. I had, like, three drinks yesterday and, like, three the night before. But nowadays, you know, I don't drink a whole lot, so that's a fair amount of alcohol for me. But and plenty of time passed for me to be able to drive a car safely, before, you know, after drinking and then getting in the vehicle. Anywho. I'm paying the price for that whole experience of eating so much food. It was good stuff. But, I liked the building there at Schlafly. It was, there was, like, three levels to the thing. Anyway. Yeah. So, that is what part of the reason why I didn't record sooner. And I'm trying to knock it out really fast before uploading it to the internet. The interweb. The World Wide Web. And my voice is a little hoarse, I guess, from talking so much, as I don't normally talk that much anymore. On mainly on Saturday nights, you know, I'll play some Call of Duty, and I might talk a little bit on there. But not to the degree of like a constant talking, because I'm kind of trying to focus on the game. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I guess there's not a whole, like, I've been just working so much. That's just been kind of what, other than, you know, going out and eating a lot and catching up with relatives. That was basically my week. I know there's, I guess, the news on the internet this week that, like, anybody on the internet has been talking about. And I mean, by saying anybody, I mean pretty much everybody. As I brought this up 4 years ago, whenever it first happened, it was 2020, I do believe that it first transpired. That is the Dr. Disrespect Band. Now, I had brought it up whenever it happened that he got banned from Twitch. And, of course, I mean, if you pay attention to the internet, you probably know the story behind what's currently going on there. Now, initially, of course, when the original ban happened, now, I watched Little Dr. Disrespect, not like everyday kind of fan or anything, but, like, you know, his shtick was funny. I enjoyed the shtick with the two-time. There's something funny about him always bragging about being the two-time blockbuster video game champ of, I don't remember what year it was. I believe Dr. Disrespect being Guy Beam is his name. I think we're like the same, right at the same age. We're both like in our 40s, like early 40s. I guess I'm more like mid-40s at this point, but anyway. Yeah, I mean, the shtick was, like, I found entertaining. And, you know, he plays a lot of Call of Duty, so. And, of course, he's, you know, got the crazy wig and the stash. And the persona. I mean, it's an entertaining character. And although his politics are definitely not my flavor. Definitely not my flavor. Not that the, you know, he's I mainly just have watched like clips and never watched like full streams. That's a bit too much of a commitment. I'm not that big of a fan. I was never that big of a fan. Which I guess it's good that I was never that big of a fan. I almost did buy that Dr. Disrespect keyboard, just because, I mean, he's got a cool logo. The guy's, you know, got some money. But, I knew about, you know, the Twitch ban that happened 4 years ago, and I was like, you know what, there's probably something bad that's going to eventually come out about this. I had assumed we would eventually learn what the ban was actually about. Because initially, I mean, there was rumors about what had happened. And there was people that came out and were like, oh, I've heard. I know. I can't say. I know. But, you know, trust me, it's bad. Which is like, okay, what does that mean? Of course, in the past, he had been banned from Twitch prior to that, for live streaming in a bathroom at TwitchCon, I believe it was. And I had seen at least, I didn't realize it happened twice that he went to the bathroom and live streamed. I know I saw like the video of the one after he'd been banned and what it was. I mean, he just walked. He was trying to be funny and decided to basically film himself peeing, but not, you know, actually showing anybody's genitalia or anything. And I believe there was minors in the bathroom. I would hope that most people would be aware that you can't film inside a bathroom. that that's just a bad idea, that that's not allowed. And I, you know, Dr. The Doc had a lot of people. I mean, he's got millions of dollars. I would assume he's got, you know, a team of people, at least like a person there with him. I mean, somebody was filming him. You'd think somebody would be like, you know what, Doc? This got Chuck Berry in trouble, you know? He had cameras inside his restaurant. But back in the day, this is, you know, he's even been... he passed away several years ago now, I believe, at this point. But anyway, yeah, I mean, Chuck Berry got in trouble for that shit. Of course, Dr. Disrespect would get in a little bit of trouble for that. I don't think he got any legal trouble over that. I mean, he did get banned from Twitch. Twitch? Fuck. Mouth still hasn't warmed up enough to properly, you know, move correctly for certain words, I guess. Anyway. Yeah, he did get... I don't remember how long that ban was, but he got banned for a minute for that. And that was just a dipshit move on my part. Of course, I mean, what turns out to be the permaban from Twitch, it seems a little bit more than just, like, dipshit-ish stuff. Of course, I mean, if you haven't heard... what happened, there was a former Twitch employee, Connor something or other, had, of course, posted, let's see here, show, I don't remember the name of the former Twitch employee, but, he went on X. He went on the old X and, you know, formerly Twitter, which it was much better as Twitter. Not that it was amazing, but still crazy that it's just X now. Anyway, there was, Dr. Disrespect's 42, by the way. Yeah, so he's... probably not even a full year younger than me. Let's see here. This former employee of Twitch, of course, tweeted out that the whole reason, which didn't name Dr. Disrespect in it, had said that... I don't remember exactly how he worded it, but basically he was banned... for sexting a minor and trying to meet up with this minor at TwitchCon. And that was, and it said like something to the effect, enough said, case closed. Something like that. And everyone rightfully assumed that he was referring to Doc, and I feel like it, you know, maybe that would have died down a little bit, but Dr. Disrespect like replied to the tweet and said something to the effect of that's settled matters, it was found there I had committed no crimes or something of that nature and whatnot. And then, let's see here. Trying to find, there was, there's so much stuff that, you know, people have been constantly fucking talking about this. Okay, yeah, here's the, I'm reading the article that was just put out in Rolling Stone about it. Says here, the gossip reached a fever pitch, I guess, whenever, we're talking about just a few days ago at this point, or, well, hell, 9 days ago, a little bit longer. The gossip reached a fever pitch on June 21st when a former Twitch employee, Cody Connors, that was the person at Twitch I was trying to recall there, without naming Beam, tweeted that many interpreted as an explanation of why he'd been banned. Beam denied any wrongdoing in a tweet the following day. "I didn't do anything wrong. All this has been probed and settled. Nothing illegal. No wrongdoing was found," he wrote. But after independently reviewing internal Twitch communications and interviewing a source with knowledge of the situation, Rolling Stone has learned that Beam was kicked off the platform in 2020 for allegedly sexting a minor through a messaging feature called Whispers, even after learning she was underage. He also allegedly inquired about her plans to attend TwitchCon, the company's semi-annual gaming convention. On Monday, Beam was fired from Midnight Society, the gaming studio he co-founded, which said it had investigated the allegation against him after learning of the the night of Connor's cryptic this is worded a little weird. Then on Tuesday, reporting from The Verge's Ash Parrish and Bloomberg's Cecilia De Anastasio matched the details of Beam's case to Connor's account. Three sources confirmed to Bloomberg that Beam had been kicked off the site for sending direct messages to a minor that included sexually graphic details. Two of those sources also confirmed that Beam had asked her about plans for the upcoming TwitchCon. Beam, who did not reply to a request for comment on this story, once again took to Twitter to defend himself, this time with a longer statement in which he admitted to having mutual conversations with a minor that sometimes leaned too much in the direction of being inappropriate. The tweet's edit history shows that Beam had edited the tweet after posting it to remove the word minor, replacing it with individual. Though once readers noticed the change, the word minor reappeared. I guess he didn't realize you could see that tweets that shit, when you edit it, it shows that it's been edited. "Nothing illegal happened. No pictures were shared. No crimes were committed. I never even met the individual," Beam claimed. "I went through a lengthy arbitration regarding a civil dispute with Twitch, and that case was resolved by a settlement. But trust me when I say this to all my haters that live and breathe social media with zero real-life experience. I don't give a fuck about you. They want me to disappear. Yeah, fucking right." Beam did not respond to Rolling Stone's request for comment. But yeah, he tweeted. He's like, yeah, I did it. Which, from what I understand, I mean, there was a Bloomberg article by the time he put that tweet out. It was the Bloomberg article either had just come out or is about to come out. So he's just trying to get ahead of it, trying to get ahead of that one. And just straight up admitted it. But I guess it sounds like the information was coming out about it anyway. I would think that, I mean, if he was getting legal advice, that they probably would advise him not to have put out that tweet or to tweet at all. Like, he probably should have not been on social media. I mean, fuck, he got away with streaming on YouTube for 4 years now, and he had claimed that he had no idea of why he was banned from Twitch, which seemed unlikely that they would not inform him of why he was banned. I mean, we're talking about a multi-million dollar deal between the doc and Twitch. Let's see here. This article. Well, I guess I can finish the rest of this article. The Rolling Stone article just came out fairly recently. But it goes on to say in here, a former Twitch Trust and Safety employee who worked for the platform at the time Beam was banned and has direct knowledge of the matter confirmed Rolling Stone that Beam continued to send sexually graphic messages to a minor he knew to be underage, which that was a factor we, you know, did not come out immediately because there was people, there's a lot of fans out there. I was like a casual watcher. I was not like a hardcore Doc fan. And of course, you know, I was like, eventually we're going to hear something about this ban. And I'm thinking that, you know, there's a good chance it's not a great reason. I mean, there's like a multi-million dollar deal that was like capsized that would have been beneficial for Twitch and the Doc. It's probably not good, whatever it was. I'd still watch a little bit because I was like, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt. There was rumors that the ban was because he was trying to possibly do a deal with I don't really remember the name of the other competing streaming service. At the time, it was like Windows had one. I don't remember what was it. Was it Kick that he was doing it with, or what, it was somebody else? Fuck, I don't remember. But there was a rumor that he was trying to do a competing deal with somebody else. Right after, I mean, he had just signed a deal with Twitch for like a fuck ton of money at that point. Anyway, but yeah, it says he continued to send this girl graphic messages. The former employee requested anonymity to avoid jeopardizing their career. Also said that crucial elements of Beam's latest defense tweet are inaccurate. I recall that Dr. Disrespect was made aware by the individual that they were underage during the conversation, after which he indicated that this was no problem and continued on. Oh, wow. I knew about this Rolling Stone article, but this is the first I've actually read it, like at least the full thing. The former employee says, there was no confusion. Messages sent after this was acknowledged were no less graphic and in sexually explicit nature than before. And I think more than the categorization of leaning too much in the direction of being inappropriate might indicate. The ex-Twitch employee has also provided Rolling Stone a more detailed account of internal conversations at Twitch following the report of Beam's messages and his subsequent ban. They say the details of Beam's case are coming out because of Connor's explosive tweet last week. Cody definitely got the ball rolling. Me and many of my former colleagues are only comfortable speaking up now because of it. Our priority is always to the safety of the alleged victim. Well, it's just, you know, they put in brackets alleged victim for. I'm sure that the person said just victim. And to keep their identity secret, they said. Sure, Rolling Stone just put the alleged in there, you know, for legal reasons. As some of its streamers faced a flood of sexual misconduct allegations in June of 2020, Twitch created an incident response team codenamed Gold Sparrow. Why do they have to name it like that? Like it's some kind of secret operation to take down the Soviets. Like what, the Gold Sparrow? To develop a process to investigate and take action on the reports as one unit. The former employee says, we wanted to be able to process mounting investigations with quicker and with more resources while providing as much support for the victims as possible, the former employee says. Twitch did not provide comment by press time. When the initial report about Beam's alleged inappropriate messages came through in 2020, investigation began. After viewing the contents of the Whisper conversation, it quickly became clear the egregiousness of conduct and what actions Twitch must take. The former employee says, "The decision to permanently terminate Beam was relatively quick due to the severity of the behavior." A source with knowledge of the matter told Rolling Stone that Dr. Disrespect was reported to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children the day of his ban in compliance with federal law. The source says they do not know if any investigation resulted from the report. Beam did not immediately respond to a request for comment on this. No, he didn't just jump right out. Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you about the police investigation into me talking, sexting a minor. Twitch can't and won't make the alleged messages public, the ex-employee says, as this not only endangers the victim and investigations by law enforcement. In early 2021, the Twitch Trust and Safety team created OSIT, an investigation team for reports of off-site misconduct by creators. At the time, the company described the initiative as a direct response to allegations of sexual misconduct that surfaced across the gaming industry over the summer. Assessing those allegations, the company said it had realized that our current policy regarding off-service misconduct was not clear enough. Among the alleged off-site behaviors is pledged to investigate were sexual exploitation of children, including child grooming. And, of course, yeah, it mentions, yeah, he went back to YouTube after getting banned. And I'm seeing if there's anything more new in this article. That's pretty much the rest of the article. I mean, there's some more stuff here, but, yeah, the big part of that article, I mean, is it states that, yeah, he did not, or he was aware of the girl's age, and, I want to say this, the actual texting of it, I mean, it didn't happen in 2020. That's when they investigated the whispers. From what I understand, it happened in 2017. And fun fact, this is also when it came out that he had, in 2017, he did an apology video because it came out he had tweeted. He had cheated on his wife with somebody at TwitchCon. And I believe it was the same TwitchCon that he was asking this minor what her plans were for. From where I stand, the woman that he had apparently cheated with was not this minor in question here. But I don't know that there's any, you know, I guess there's still a possibility that could be it. But from where I stand, I mean, had he slept with this minor, you would think that, and it was somewhat public knowledge that he would probably be in jail for that one. That would definitely go on to be a crime. Anyway, there's no one that's like specified actual age either. I don't know how young this girl is. There's, you know, there's defenders that say she was 17. I think, and I probably don't want to know what the age was. I mean, just the fact that he would just be dumb enough to, with millions of dollars, just massive deal, and fucking be like, yeah, I don't, it doesn't fucking matter. I don't give a fuck that you're a child. Let's go ahead and fucking continue on this conversation and talk about, ooh, what are you doing at TwitchCon? Yeah. It's fucking stupid. And, like, you know, he should have, if there was any question, like, before, like, it, I mean, obviously, the age of this girl was brought up, apparently, in the conversation. And he said, oh, that's fine. Which means I don't know if he asked it. I'm assuming he had to have asked, like, how old she was. or that, you know, although it sounds like almost like reading that article that perhaps the girl had brought up her age. Be like, hey, are you totally cool with that? Are you totally cool with that? Either way, that should have been like, oh shit, yeah, this is let's not do this. You know, not to mention, you know, I mean, he was married. That just kind of makes you an asshole. But then doing it with a child and then continue like, oh yeah, you're fucking underage. Let's, like, yeah, that's a line you shouldn't cross. I don't even remember where exactly I was going with this. I feel like before talking about that conversation that I had some avenues I was going to go down there was and I guess I'm still a little tired from the weekend. I guess this is the week. Anyway. I was going to say that at TwitchCon, he meant, like, apparently in this conversation, which it sounds like we probably will never see what the actual conversation was. Though according to the doc, you know, oh, it was a mainly harmless conversation. And reading the Rolling Stone article, I'm not getting that impression. But you know, apparently, like, I mean, if you watch To Catch a Predator, which Chris Hansen has commented on this whole situation, he was on at least one like podcast that I saw. Yeah, every time they would catch somebody on there, they were always like, well, I mean, you know, there was no intention of actually doing anything. We were just having a conversation. Yet, meanwhile, I show up to this house with a six-pack of booze and some condoms. Yeah, I didn't really intend to fuck the girl. But, you know, but apparently, yeah, again, I keep digressing here. I was talking about, you know, Doc cheating on his wife. He famously put out an apology video in like 2017 where it starts out. He's got his intro music, which is some pretty fire. It's some dope intro music. But he's puts out this fucking apology video. And he doesn't have the wig on. He doesn't have his gear on. It's just normal guy Beam. And he's tearing up as he's, you know, talking. He's just very apologetic for cheating on his wife. And a little hard to believe that when you're playing your intro music going into it. Anyway, and he ended up taking a break at that point after it came out to light that he had cheated on his wife. But what I was going to say, though, is apparently it was at this 2017, I want to say it was the 2017 TwitchCon that he cheated on her with. And then it has come out from another, I guess, streamer. I believe she does, like, adult content, too. There's a trans woman that, leaves trans. Anyway, I don't have it pulled up in front of me. But that had said that she was messaging Doc and not a minor. I just want to point out that one, not a minor, and had done like cam shows and stuff for Doc and was sending pics and stuff, and he was and they had talked about meeting up at TwitchCon in 2017, but I don't believe they... she was trying to get a Twitch partnership, and he just kind of... Oh, yeah, I tried. It didn't work out. Didn't work out. And then he ended up just eventually just blocking her. But the blocking, I think, might have happened once it came to light that he had cheated on his wife. But, you know, the irony of that is that I, from what I understand, he has come out against, like, trans people. And as, you know, his buddy Nick Merckx is very against the trans people, is the protect the kids bullshit. Just saying that, you know, anybody that's tranny is, like, going after the kids. Anyway. All that bullshit. The irony is, yeah, it's some strong irony there. Anyway, the point I was getting to, apparently he was trying to hook up with all kinds of people at TwitchCon that year, and that maybe he was like I'm just imagining some like full on orgy, like the guy was just like, I think that was fairly early to like his when he got like just like super big as a Twitch streamer. It hadn't been that long, and it just seems like the fame just went to his head, and he's just like, I gotta fuck everything that moves regardless of age. As far as I know, though, to be fair, not that this makes it better, I guess, but you know, as far as I'm aware, that was the only underage person that he had been involved with, hopefully. But I mean, it sounds like if he was cool with that, I mean, there's a possibility that this was not a one-time thing. And as of right now, though, he is not under any legal troubles, from what I understand, as far as possibly going to jail or anything of that nature. Although apparently there was a video that had come out, and the people were saying like, "Oh, the doc was arrested." But that was fake. That did not happen. And when I initially heard it, I was like, "Oh fuck! Did is it coming out that he was a part of Diddy's sex trafficking ring?" I should maybe say state that. There has been no information to suggest that. That was just a joke. I highly doubt Doc is listening to this fucking podcast, or anybody that would possibly want to sue. From what I understand, he is quite litigious. But I guess if you're fucking sexting minors, you might want to lawyer the fuck up and go after anybody that's gonna, you know, say bad shit about you, what have you. When, since, you know, there's a lot of ramifications that come from doing shit like that. Like, he's lost... Apparently, he was doing stuff with the 49ers. That's out the window. I mean, it's... sounds like he's lost pretty much every revenue stream at this point. I would imagine, though, he had 4 years in realizing he knew what the fucking... He knew why he got fucking banned. I mean, he had to know this was going to catch up with him, that eventually somebody was going to talk about why he actually got banned, and that there's a strong chance he was going to lose all of his shit that... like he built up in the last just 4 years. Of course, again, yeah, they kicked him out of the 49ers deal. He had founded this game company. He got kicked from that. He had a Turtle Beach sponsorship deal. That's fucking gone. YouTube is not allowing his channel to be monetized anymore. And, so, I mean, he's going to have a hard time. If he's going to continue to stream and stuff, he's going to have a hard time making any fucking money doing it. Now, it is possible. I mean, the guy from Kick has said that he, it's too soon to preemptively ban Dr. Disrespect. Sounding like, oh, you know what? Maybe we can make this work. I'm thinking that, you know, I wouldn't want that on my, if I had a streaming platform, I wouldn't want to be any part of, associated with any part of that. But I mean, it's possible he could make somewhat of a comeback. I mean, if he's not found guilty of any crimes or anything like that, somebody could allow him on, like, say, Kick or some other upstart streaming network. Which I guess Kick wasn't the one that wasn't rumored to get some kind of deal. Was it like AMP or something like that? But maybe it was Kick. But I was thinking the deal that was rumored was with one streaming service that ended up going under. Anyway. Yeah, he's lost, like, every fucking revenue stream, I think, at this point. I didn't see anything about the keyboard, the Rokat, because there's the Rokat Vulcan keyboard, which I had looked at previously, and like, oh, man, that's kind of, I mean, I like the Vulcan keyboard, and I was like, oh, it's a Dr. Disrespect one. thankfully, again, I did not buy that. I'm assuming that they're probably going to stop that deal, that you won't be able to get that anymore. It's just, man, it's just hard to fathom how people can have such big downfalls. And here you've got a guy, he's a good-looking guy. You know, he's shredded, works out, you know. He's got the guns, even though he's like in this like this cheesy ass fucking character. He's a good looking guy and he's got a fuck ton of cash. There are plenty of women and just people. I mean, if you want to have sex with you know, man or woman or what have you, when you're a good looking fella and you got a fuck ton of cash, there's plenty of age people to fuck. And there's, you know, I don't know why you'd be like, oh yeah, underage, I guess it's but I mean, did he not realize? I mean, I'm assuming, I guess I mean, obviously he thought no one was ever going to see these messages, which, man, I swear, like, I've gotten banned from Facebook, and I think it's because of shit that I've, you know, messaged my brother on Messenger. There was the one time, like, we'll just say stupid shit to each other. And then there was the one time I got banned, like, when I thought, like, was it something I said in Messenger? They never really said why the fuck I got banned. There was one time I got a warning that I would get banned because a post that I'd made like 6 or 7 years before had been flagged. And it was a picture of a human centipede with saying there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, which to me was just funny. That was just funny. You couldn't actually see the mouth in the ass. I didn't feel like it was, I thought it was just funny. But, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, later, somebody didn't find it funny, I guess, and fucking flagged the damn thing. Anyway, yeah, I don't understand how, you know, why you'd want to be fucking around with minors. It makes no sense to me. You've got the fucking world. He's got a very attractive wife, too, you know. But I mean, plenty of married people cheat. I don't know, claim to know what his relationship is like with his wife. I mean, she stuck with him after the whole cheating thing had come out. And, you know, maybe he cleaned up his act after that. Hopefully, you know, that was the only fucking minor that he had sexted. But hell, I mean, he could have just gone, if he liked fucking around online, he could have just gone Ashley Madison route and then hooked up with some ladies there that were, of course, of age and also married. And that, you know, less likely to talk about it after the fact. And had that come to, you know, had it come to light, I mean, obviously, when the cheating thing came out, I keep the tweeting thing. Anyway, when the cheating thing came out, it didn't kill his career. It didn't kill his career. I mean, he decided to take a break for a while. You know, he's a guy that goes on in costume and plays video games online for money. That's most of his audience is kids. I would assume under the age of 18 that enjoys that. Still though, I mean, there's plenty of age people that would be willing to have sex with them. I don't know why he would go, yeah, let's get the minor anyway. Yeah. It's just unfathomable for me for someone to just fucking to do something that stupid. It's like of course you shouldn't fucking do this. This is, you know, wrong on you know, a few different, more than just, I guess, a few different levels. Like the just idiocy of the whole thing. Like, I mean, got the world at the palm of his hand. The fucking, like, you know, you got, like, just an amazing job, dude. You get to just fucking play video games and chat with people while you're playing video games, and you're getting fucking paid for it. A lot of fucking money. A lot of fucking money. And, yeah, it's just so unfathomable that someone would just shit their whole career down the tubes just like that after such a easily avoidable, like even if he had desires to like want to fuck a kid, don't, like, you know not to act on that. It's fucking wrong. And you're going to fucking lose everything. It's, just seems so, avoidable. It's like, don't be a monster. Like, but, you know, I'm going to venture to guess that, you know, that he'll probably still have an okay life. He just won't be able to, be a massive streamer anymore. I don't know that you know, he'll be back to streaming. I'm thinking he'll at least attempt it. I don't know that. I'm quite curious if it would actually work out, him going back to streaming. I would venture to guess that at least initially going back, that his chat moderators are going to have to fucking ban, you know, 90% of the people that go on there. Cause I would imagine his first stream back would just be people calling him a pedophile and all that shit. And just like nonstop, there's, you know, going to be people joining the chat, with various, takes on the name Chris Hansen as, which I'm sure there's all kinds of people probably editing, you know, TikToks of To Catch a Predator with the old Doc in there. which I've seen like one parody, which it wasn't like actual To Catch a Predator, but I know that there's, I'm gonna imagine a bunch of those with the dog. It's crazy too that I mean, he plays a character all the time. It's, although it seems that his real personality is like in there. But it seems that I guess there's a lot less of a line between the real Guy Beam and Dr. Disrespect. That he is really just an arrogant asshole, piece of shit that which is funny if it's a character, you know, but if it's like you really are just like a piece of shit that, you know, thinks that you can fucking around with minors and shit. And that, yeah, that is disrespectful. Anyway, yeah, I don't, I was like, thinking, you know, maybe I don't want to talk about this. I mean, everybody's fucking talking about it. But I, you know, I figured I had to say, go on it a little bit, since I had talked about it when the Twitch ban happened in 2020. At that point, I had started podcasting alone at that point. And I'm still doing it. Still doing it by myself here. So I had, not having other people to chat with, it gave me something, I guess, to talk about. And I've watched many, I guess, Dr. Disrespect videos, just highlights, I suppose. I feel like I don't need to talk about that anymore. I'm imagining we're probably going to, this isn't the end though, we're going to hear of Dr. Disrespect as, if he does decide, which his statements he's put out, he's like, fuck you, I'm not quitting. At least in that statement, which doesn't seem like it was a real thought out statement. I don't know that, I don't think he had a lawyer sitting there with him, but I'm venturing to guess he might just like, just not even attempt to stream again. But I'm venturing to guess though, yeah, we're going to hear more about Guy Beam. I don't know that any more details of shit that he's done will come out. That he's not, doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's just going to disappear out into the sunset. And he's had like a taste for fame. I don't think he's going to want to let that go. It seems that he craves it, and that he needs to feed that beast. He's chasing that dragon of fame, which I guess infamy is a bit of fame, as he's definitely got a lot of infamy now. As I would say, the majority of people don't like you fucking around with minors. Although, I mean, that's been historically a thing that's happened with musicians. Thankfully, it doesn't seem to be as prominent and horrible as now that I'm aware of. I mean, I've heard, obviously, there's a lot of shit coming out about rappers lately. But if you go back, especially to the era of like the 60s, 70s, I guess even to the 80s and such, that that was unfortunately many, many musicians were into underage girls. And of course, I mean, you look at Michael Jackson, underage boys. He really liked him real young, from what I understand. We'll say allegedly, but, you know, I, watching that Leaving Neverland documentary, I definitely, I'm going to say I believe the accounts on there. That, I mean, Michael Jackson, you look at him, even the defenders have to admit, I mean, he admitted he slept in the same bed with children that were not his. I mean, that's at the very least inappropriate behavior to be having with children. But you believe, like, oh, he was just a big kid. He just wanted, like, why are you inviting all these fucking kids to come sleep in your bed? He's a grown-ass man. But anyway, I mean, there's not just him. I mean, the list goes on and on with musicians. You look at Elvis Presley, you know, going back a ways. He had married Priscilla, I think. She was she like 16, 17? I don't remember how old she was when they got married, but he started seeing her when she was real fucking young. Real fucking young. And apparently that wasn't the only girlfriend he had that was like underage. And from what I understand, he would say, like, I remember it was like 14 will get you 20. I mean, like a 14-year-old will get you like 20 years in prison and shit, but like or 16. I don't remember what the saying was. But I mean, Jerry Lee Lewis, of course, is a very famous one. He married his 13-year-old cousin. But he got, you know, that was a lot of hate over that Jerry Lee Lewis. Even at the time, I believe he got a lot of people that were like, that's fucked up. But you go even to like Jimmy Page, I believe Mick Jagger, David Bowie. There was like in the era of like the like early 70s, I guess there was. I don't know the name of the woman, but she, I believe she's like put out books and stuff. But there was like a. I want to say like a group of groupies that were underage at the time and slept with a bunch of rock stars. And there was the one woman I'm thinking of. I had a fairly long relationship with Jimmy Page. And I don't remember how old she was, but she was underage when she was with Jimmy Page. And that went on for some time. And, but we, I mean, it is talked about to an extent, but, you know, he never got full on, it seems that, if this happened at a certain time, you know, past a certain time period, that, it was all right. It's like, well, you know, if you're a rock star in the 70s and before, you're totally fine. Totally fine. It's just how things were. Yeah. But, some fucked up shit. You know, there's some dark shit in the world. And, it really, man, I used to really love some Led Zeppelin. They still got, you know, really great songs, but I, knowing the stuff like about Jimmy Page and hearing more about like the relationship with that man has definitely made it harder to I'm gonna rock out some Led Zeppelin. Which is like, I guess you when you like, I think the moral of that is if you like someone's music and stuff, maybe don't learn a lot about the individual. It may be for the best. Or if you're just entertained by something that somebody does, you may not want to meet the person. It's not always... You don't meet your heroes. Not to say I'm Dr. Disrespect, definitely never a hero of mine. Just found some of the stuff, you know, videos entertaining. But, yeah, I don't know where I was going with any of that. I do need to get to, doing laundry and doing my stuff as, Yeah, it's already like pushing like 10 in the morning now. And I haven't done any of the stuff that I normally do yet. And yeah. As I guess I'm good here. As I mainly just went on about the dock and you know, horrible stuff that shouldn't be done with minors. I guess I've really got nothing else to say here. So I try to end on like a bright note, but it's just a dark rabbit hole, man. It's not good shit to think of. I just think of the boys. They got Boys season 4 to look forward to. Which I need to finish that last episode. I haven't seen all of it. There's some brightness as, you know, just seeing Supes murdering people. The boys. Yeah, I guess that's all I've got. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.